This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. The four-star general who ran the war in Kosovo is poised to become a candidate for president. Retired General Wesley Clark will announce his plans tomorrow in Little Rock. He's expected to join 9 other Democrats already seeking their party's nomination. NPR's Mara Liasson reports on the potential strengths and weaknesses of this first-time candidate and what it may mean for the Democratic field.
Wesley Clark has never run for office before, but he has a very impressive resume. Clark was first in his class at West Point, a Rhodes Scholar and Supreme Commander of NATO. He's been getting support and advice from former members of the Clinton administration, and a draft Clark movement has already received commitments for about $1 million. Democratic strategists are trying to puzzle out how he would affect the race. He's been critical of the Iraq War, which would theoretically make him competition for Howard Dean. He's from the South, potentially complicating matters for John Edwards, who formally announced his candidacy today. And his military record means that John Kerry can no longer claim to be the only veteran in the race. But Joe Lockhart, President Clinton's former press secretary and a longtime campaign strategist, says it's more likely that Clark will help all the candidates.
Democrats, for some reason, have an inferiority complex when it comes to talking about national security. And when you have a respected member of the military, someone who no one questions what he says on national security the way they would some of the other candidates, I think it helps the whole field.
There's a man on the white horse aspect to Wesley Clark's appeal. Many Democrats believe only someone with impeccable military credentials can blunt the advantage that President Bush will have next year on national security issues. But Brookings Institution scholar Stephen Hess, who worked for the last general elected president, Dwight D. Eisenhower, says Clark is virtually unknown compared to Eisenhower, Ulysses S. Grant, or George Washington, other generals who became president.
You just can't compare Kosovo to World War II or the Civil War or the Revolution. So he's working off the batteries in a sense of a fairly weak team. That is, he's moving into the race because there's room for him to move.
And there are still many important Democratic activists sitting on the sidelines. One of them is Marjorie Smith, a New Hampshire state legislator who's been waiting for Clark to get in.
At the moment, I am not sure that any of the Democratic candidates who have declared so far can prevail against an unbelievably highly financed, focused, ideological administration. I think that the reason Wesley Clark can prevail is that both in terms of military and foreign affairs, Wesley Clark brings impeccable credentials, experience, a clear ability to lead and to understand.
But it won't be easy for Clark to transform himself from an appealing idea, which is what he is now for his fans and supporters, into a compelling candidate for the presidency. John Weaver, chief political strategist for John McCain's presidential bid, says Wesley Clark has a lot of hurdles to overcome.
First thing the general is going to find out is that the political battlefield is less honorable than the one he just left. He has to quickly put together not only a structure, but he also has to begin talking about his vision for the country and do so in such a way that he captures the imagination of voters, at least in the early primary states. He is really nothing but a concept in the minds of political consultants and activists who have been urging him to run. And will that transform into a candidacy that voters will rally around? Who knows?
Weaver, who is now a Democratic consultant, says history is littered with national heroes who couldn't translate their experience into winning presidential campaigns. Bob Kerry, John Glenn, and more recently John McCain all tried and failed. The only advantage Wesley Clark shares with them is that his service to the country guarantees him an initial look from voters. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.